Parents can sometimes be a bit obsessive about their kids, their friends, their grades, their activities, their everything. But new research of parents in upper middle class families suggests they should obsess less about their kids' grades and spend more time teaching kindness and social skills, and that failing to do so could be to the detriment of their child's future success. Sunia Luther is Foundation Professor of Psychology at ASU and one of the researchers. And Sunia, tell me about this seeming paradox between parents prioritizing achievement and being a good person.
Within this subculture, when kids feel like their parents emphasize achievements and accomplishments disproportionately more than being a decent and kind person, that's when we start seeing that they do more poorly, not just in terms of depression and anxiety and so on, but also in terms of, and that's the paradox, also in terms of the GPA and teacher-related classroom behaviors.
Why is that?
The parallel that I often use in explaining this is if you look at inner city settings and in very poor urban settings, a task that is particularly important for parents there is to make sure that the kids are not on streets that are dangerous after sunset and so on. That's a culture-specific task for parents. In the same way, for upper middle class, relatively affluent parents, this is a culture-specific task that in particular we need to focus on providing some sort of insulation from this crescendo message, this powerful message that our kids get ahead at all costs. What we need to provide them with is, yes, accomplish, achieve, work hard. But equally, if not more important, is this emphasis on being a decent person, getting along and not just getting ahead.
So how do parents then go about making sure that their kids know sort of what the expectations are and praising them for doing well and, you know, sort of setting the bar at, you know, what the achievement level could or should be, but also making sure that they're, you know, decent human beings?
Excellent question. And I think when people ask me, how do parents teach their children how to do this? My first answer is look within. Look within at who we are ourselves, because children emulate what they see in us way more than they do what we preach at them or tell them to do. To the degree that you can look inward and look at yourself, and people can, your trusted loved ones can look at you and say, yes, in fact, the way you lead your life does reflect a nice balance between trying hard, working hard to get ahead, and at the same time being very respectful of other human beings and kind and considerate.
This kind of sounds like it goes back to that old adage that, you know, kids are watching even when you think they're not watching. You know, they watch how you treat other people. They watch how you behave. It's not so much a matter of telling them to be a good person. It's letting them watch you as a parent be a good person.
Absolutely. Kids watch what you do and they say, well, it's a grocery store, letting someone go ahead or at a traffic light. But the other side is equally true. Kids watch us and how we deal with how much emphasis we put on our own achievements and accomplishments. So that, is there a point where mom is going to push back and say, okay, this is too much. This is really coming at a cost to either my family or to me or my friends. So it's not just the decency, but also our approach to our own levels of or strivings for accomplishment and prestige and status and so on.
Did you find that the parents' behavior in the home was also a part of this? In other words, how parents interacted with each other, how they interacted with their friends, how they interacted with their kids?
Interestingly, that question, we did not actually measure what parents were doing. All of this is kids' perceptions of their parents.
That's interesting then, because I think, especially for teenagers, how do you account for a kid's perspective on their parent when that may or may not actually be, you know, the real thing?
So it's a very good question, and it may or may not be accurate. But when I speak to parents about findings such as these, the message I give them is ask your kids. Right? So the kids may actually be misinterpreting what you're doing or what you think you're doing. But really, it's a very simple thing. Talk to them and say, so how do you feel? Where do you think I would come down if I asked you this question? And if they say, well, you know, the top three things that you would say, mom, would be all achievement related and not the decency related, well, there it is. You have your answer.
Sunia Luther is Foundation Professor of Psychology at ASU and a co-author of this paper, which was published in the Journal of Youth and Adolescence.